The Song of Chris Kirkpatrick, by Penn, read by the author, with no apologies to H.W. Longfellow, who brought it on himself. Long ago, but not forgotten, in the days of pop and sparkle, in the days of mesh and glitter, in the days that are behind us, lived the mighty Chris Kirkpatrick. Swift of wit and quick to laughter, hyperactive, fond of sugar, all these things was Chris Kirkpatrick, sticky, tricky Chris Kirkpatrick. Dark was he, and small of stature, and his hair was spiked and braided, and his beard horned like a satyr, and his eyes were bright and winsome. Poor was he, with great ambition, meant to rise to fame and riches through the gifts of dance and singing. Four good friends had Chris Kirkpatrick, singled out from countless others, four good friends who travelled with him on gigantic silver buses, travelled over states and counties, travelled north and south and westward on their mighty silver buses, dressed in leathers, feathers, glitter, danced and sang for screaming teenies, sold them records, sold them lip gloss, sold them dreams of dance and sparkle. First was Justin, tall and shapely, and his eyes were blue and shiny, and his hair was bright and curly, and his lips were soft and pouty, and his hips were sleek and slinky, and his songs beguiled the girlies, and his dancing lured the ladies. Next was Joey, large and friendly, broad and bearded, tall and solid, he the bedroom-eyed seducer, swift collector of loose women, easily, with hugs and laughter. Then came Lance, the bass, the fishy, deep of voice and full of secrets, knowing everybody's business, always talking on his cell phone, always typing on his laptop. Last and best, J.C. Chazet was. He the sweetest of all singers, beautiful and childlike was he, eyes the blue of sea in winter, smile as bright as summer sunshine, pliant as a wand of willow, sleepy as a bradipus is, and a manic, whirling dancer. These the friends of Chris Kirkpatrick, these the chosen, these the dearest, shapely, curly, slinky Justin, broad and bearded, friendly Joey, Lance the bass, the man of business, sweet and sleepy, shiny J.C., all beloved by Chris Kirkpatrick, dear companions for his travels. Stalwart were the five companions in the face of near disaster, fought the evil grasping clutches of the man who bought and sold them, greedy, grody Louis Perlman, fought with valour and persistence and a raft of crafty lawyers and a judge's little daughter, vanquished greedy Louis Perlman. So they travelled on their buses, travelled north and south and westward on their mighty silver buses, bringing music to the teenies, dancing in their jeans and sequins, singing songs of love and longing to the screaming, teeming teenies. Came the fateful day when J.C., sleepy, shiny, sweetly J.C., brought a song to Chris Kirkpatrick, brought a song that he had written for the latest album, song of joy and hope and future, all about the human spirit. Chris Kirkpatrick, quite bewildered, read the song J.C. had written, read the music, read the lyrics, forwards, upside down and sideways, read the chorus, why-ya-yippee, wondered what J.C. was smoking. Big-eyed, blue-eyed, eager J.C. showed his song to all the others, sang aloud for them to listen, sang the chorus, why-ya-yippee, sang the song of space and cowboys. Then they looked at one another, all bewildered, all astonished, wondered what J.C. was smoking. Sticky, tricky Chris Kirkpatrick heard the silence of the others, saw J.C. begin to falter, J.C.'s smile of sunshine falter, leapt to rescue his beloved, to restore that sunny smiling, and to praise the song of cowboys. Then a mighty, flighty vision came to tricky Chris Kirkpatrick, and he conjured up the vision for his mystified companions, spoke of setting, spoke of staging, spoke of flight and height and harness, spoke of chaps alight with glitter, spoke of giant, sparkly space balls, mechanized and bright and bucking, and their eyes with scarlet blazing to enhance the song of cowboys. And his friends embraced the vision, hailed the plan of giant space balls, hailed the sparkly chaps of glitter, hailed the song of space and cowboys, all about the human spirit, all determined to record it. J.C. Chazet, sweet and smiling, came that night to Chris Kirkpatrick, blessed him for his wondrous vision, thanked him for his faith and wisdom, told him that the song was written for the love of Chris Kirkpatrick, spiky, winsome Chris Kirkpatrick, who inspired the joy and fervour and the talk of heavenly bodies and the wish to take a space ride. Thus did J.C., sweet and smiling, pliant as a wand of willow, flexible and deft and bendy, spend the night with Chris Kirkpatrick, woke him in the morning singing. Thus it was that Chris Kirkpatrick, sticky, tricky Chris Kirkpatrick, saved the song of J.C. Chazet, saved the song of space and cowboys, brought it to the teeming teenies, brought it forth with giant space balls, bucking, shiny, made of awesome, never more to be forgotten.
The end. Probably just as well.